It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
In studio guest tonight that yes. You booked, Coach.
Yes, it was easy, too. All I had to do was just say, can you be there tonight? And she said no.
I'm not surprised.
She said no. And I said, what do you mean no? She said, you're an idiot. I said, I know, but you can still show up. We have Tracy McBride coming up here in just a few seconds.
Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach is proudly presented by Pinnacle Racing. Now is the perfect time to get into a new boot from Pinnacle Racing. I've been skating and racing on Pinnacle since 2008, and for me, there is no other choice. From the fit, the durability, the performance, the customer service, nothing beats a Pinnacle. Pinnacle boots are what's on the feet of our country's top skaters, and they can be on your feet too. So here's what you want to do. Check out PinnacleRacing.com. Reach out to Jimmy Blair. You can see all the options available from stock to custom. Jimmy can even send you a casting kit, or better yet, you look for Jimmy at a race or a skate meet. And trust me, he's a plenty of those. He's going to give you and your feet the attention you deserve. Plus, Jimmy is doing some incredible things with the look of the skates. He did Transformers-themed skates for me, and the possibilities are limitless for what he can do for you. I'm talking totally personalized skates. Once you're at PinnacleRacing.com and you see what he can do, I'm telling you, you're going to start drooling, okay? I already have like 5 ideas for what I want to do next. The equipment truly is important in skating. Get yourself the best. Inline boots, quad boots, cycling shoes, you name it, Jimmy Blair and Pinnacle Racing. PinnacleRacing.com. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
And we are powered by Pinnacle Racing. Thank you so much, Jimmy Blair. Thanks, Pinnacle Racing. Find them, PinnacleRacing.com. I'm telling you, we talked about this on the last episode. I'm going to mention this again here. You still have plenty of time to talk with Jimmy, to get your gear all set, whether it be the American Championships, whether it be Indoor Nationals, whether it be Outdoor Nationals, whatever event you're going to, talk with Jimmy Blair. You're going to skate your best. You're going to feel your best. And you're going to just do incredible once you're on skates from Pinnacle Racing.
Absolutely, for sure. And like we said earlier, we have Tracy McBride in. Hello, Tracy. How are you?
Good.
Awesome. Interesting story, because you had brought up in the intro about how when you had texted Tracy, she writes you back and she's like, no.
She did say no.
She beat you here to the studio.
Well.
So she came into the studio. She beat you here to the studio.
I think she was hoping that if she came in and I wasn't here, she could say, well, I tried to come and you weren't there, so I left.
Well, she comes in.
Okay.
And it wasn't even a hello or a hey, nice to see you. It was like, I can't believe he talked me into this. It was fantastic. Well, Tracy, it is nice to have you in here. There's so much that we want to talk about. And so one thing that I want to get into is the role of being a skating parent. Because you have a daughter who is a fantastic, phenomenal skater. You've probably seen Alicia McBride at all of these events. What's it like? Because you're constantly planning. You're trying to get her to as many meets and invitationals as possible. What on earth is that like?
At the beginning, it was really, really hard. Especially, I was so nervous to skate because being new on inlines was really difficult. So I used to be at the meets, shaking in my boots. I barely had time to worry about if she had anything that she needed.
And she's saying she's shaking in the boots, by the way. She is a novice national champion.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Let's mention that. Yes.
Yes. So things are a lot easier. I've been able to balance being able to skate and get her, make sure she has her skates on, especially since I'm in masters and she's in juvenile. So usually she's coming up right after me. So I kind of have to give her the direction before I go skate so that she's ready.
Yeah, that is difficult. Just, again, trying to balance that. You're at a meet. It's bad enough if you're the skater trying to get all your stuff around. Yeah. It's bad enough then if you're just the parent trying to make sure that you're watching your athlete and talking to the coach. But you've got to assume both roles there.
Yes. Yeah.
It's tough. I see her all the time. And the thing is she's not just worried about Alicia. She's worried about Wesley. She's worried about Cooper. She's worried about all the kids that are in the side aisle, making sure none of them are missing their races. She's yelling at me on the other end of the floor, we can't find so-and-so, because she knows their race is coming up. So she's super mom. She's like, mom, we have several moms, but she's one of our super moms on the team. She's there when there's an injury. She's there when a kid's not at the line when they're supposed to be, and making sure they get there so they don't miss their race. So there's so many roles that she's playing all the while. Then she's got to go out there and try to perform and do the best that she can. It's totally amazing. And to top it all off, she's also a derby girl, and an amazing derby girl at that. So she's doing derby, 2-3 nights a week. She's doing speed 2-3 nights a week on top of trying to do family stuff with her husband, doing family stuff with her grandbaby, which is a new grandbaby. How old?
He's 8 months.
8 months. Super excited. He'll be skating in the next year.
Yes, but he will be living in Washington. So
Washington, be
it's
ready.
It's a great skating atmosphere there, yes. So I think it'll be just fine.
It will be fine.
He'll
a
be
lot
an
of
Army brat, so he'll be at the Armory.
There you go. He will be at the Armory. So that'll be super cool. We have to make sure we get Miguel on board, and that'll be his next NSC member, probably.
Exactly. We're feeding him new skaters.
You're welcome,
right,
Miguel.
Right from the jump. There you go.
20 years from now, so keep it going.
Yeah, exactly. Just get things ready. Get the skin suit ready. Size them up. It'll be good to go.
So how many years have you been a Derby girl?
12 years.
12 years of skating Derby. I coached a team, their team, for like a half a season, the end of the season, and it wore me out. Just coaching it. I can't imagine being on the floor getting hit the way that they get hit. The bruises that she walks into with practice on her thighs and on her shoulders and her arms, and she's all padded up and she still has bruises. It's absolutely chaotic and crazy what those ladies do on those skates.
So how did you get into the Derby?
I had a roommate that wanted to try Derby to meet people. And she wanted me to go with her, so I went just to ride along. And then, of course, I put on my skates, and I tried out with her. And we made it. So it all began. Where in the end, she got what she wanted out of it, a husband, and she's retired from skating Derby.
Who's
and
this?
I'm still here. It's Last Call, Shannon Dispinnett.
Okay. Nice.
So she ended up getting what she wanted, and it brought you in.
It brought me in, and I'm still here.
And you're still there.
Now, were you skating speed before that?
I was not. I grew up on skates, and I was at the rink when I was a kid. I had probably not been on skates for 15 years when I tried out.
So you must have still had all that ability to be able to go into those tryouts, not even planning on it, and then making the team.
Yeah, and then I was able to like skate in their second bout ever.
Wow.
So
then what got
you
into
speed?
She was
a hot shot. She was a hot shot when she came out. She was strong, fast, nimble. She was the jammer that was scoring all the high points right out of the gate. It just came natural for her. So, I just think skating-wise did.
Is that what got you into speed? Because I know they always encourage a lot of the athletes to say, hey, if you want to get some more technical training, just some extra training, go to the speed practices. Is that what got you into the speed skating?
Yeah, so I'm super competitive, and I wanted to be better. So there was a lot of Derby girls already attending the speed practice at Rolling Dome North where Fort Wayne Derby girls practiced at the beginning. So I did jump right in to practicing with them 3 days a week.
Yeah, and that was like the main squad. It was like five or six of the girls that was like the main girls that started the Derby team actually were doing speed, and they were doing their Derby practices all in the same first, two or three seasons. They were doing that because they wanted to build up the endurance and build up the skating skills. And then they used their practices to do all the hitting and drills like that. So they were working on two sides of that. And a lot of them did go. And I don't know why a lot of Derby girls don't. It seems like most of the hotshot Derby girls were all former speed skaters at one point. I mean, I know there's some girls out there that have never speed skated that are really good, so I'm not knocking them. But a lot of the hotshots are all the girls that were speed skaters back in the day that switched over. So I don't know why they don't do that.
Even though you're banging bodies, there's still a technical aspect to what you're doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I would agree with that. Like, that's what made me better at playing roller derby was speed skating.
Well, and it's probably nice to be able to go to a practice and not worry about being hit so much, where it's like, okay, I know this person is not maliciously going to try and throw an elbow at me.
No, I slam her into the wall.
Well, I know you
do
that, but that's how Coach coaches.
Yeah.
I didn't like that pass.
Right. Well, I just put the limbo bar out, and I make sure you go below that 4-inch line above the 4.
Yeah, so. I've never quite made that.
No.
Well, especially when I crossed over into inlines, it's so different than being on quads, and it is so technical, and I still have not mastered that. Yes, not being hit or touched on your inlines at the beginning is very, very helpful.
Okay, so as a 12-year veteran of the Derby, and you still practice with the Derby, do you get to that point as a veteran here at the practices where you're like, I really am just not in the mood to be hit tonight? Because you've paid your dues. You truly have paid your dues. Do you get to the point where it's like, you know, I don't need this. I'm using up all of my, I'm using my body up pretty much. I need to just kind of relax and not get hit as much. Does that ever go through your head or does that happen?
I love the contact. That's what makes me like derby so much. I love the contact of it. But I will say the other night at practice, we were mixed up in with skill level and I got hit in the face. I got swiped by a helmet across the front of my mouth, and then I got poked in the eye with, like, four fingers. And I will tell you, the rest of the evening, I jammed so that no one could touch me.
Exactly. All right, so I'm going to give you a story here. So I think you're aware, and I know your daughter's aware, I used to do some pro wrestling.
Yes.
And you know, much like derby and whatnot.
I've been to some of those shows.
It takes a toll on your body. It really does. You know, more so in roller derby where it's not as controlled of a fall. You're not really planning for it. In pro wrestling, you kind of know what's going on, not to give away too many of the secrets. But no matter what, you're still hitting and it hurts. Mm-hmm. You get to the point where it's like you open up the curtain, you see the crowd, you're like, there's not enough people out there tonight for me to do anything. And that's really what happens. Once you've done it long enough, you're like, you know, I'm going to take it easy tonight. I'll still put on a show, but I'm going to take it easy tonight.
Take it easy.
That's really what it comes down to. So that's why I was curious and asked that question. As you've done this enough and your body's gone through everything, do you ever get to the point where it's like, you know, it's practice. Yeah, I'm going to kind of just maybe chill for a little bit.
I will say the other night has been like the first time in a long time that I felt that way. So, yes,
I didn't realize you were that battered and bruised then. And then on Monday, a couple nights ago, you were skating fantastic on speed.
She's tearing it up.
She was. And it was funny. So one of the drills we were doing, I think we had just a lot of like, you know, laps, intense laps when we had our last practice. And it was so funny because every time coach would like yell at you, sprint, Tracy, sprint, you would take off. And it was crazy. So all of us, you'd come around, all of us, we'd try and catch up with you. And then as soon as we got up, you're like, all right, I'm done. And you relax. And then you do it again. Like, what the heck? We were about ready to throw the elbow at you. Just remember that. If that happens the next practice, that's going to be what we do.
Right? Mm-hmm. Have to slow her down any way you can.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, she's actually came alive this season because she's really focusing more on, again, the technical aspect of the skating. And I've seen that. You know, I can tell that she's in thought. She's in very deep thought, trying not to push off her toes, trying to drive through the blade, trying to get her cross over the top. And some of it is also the mechanics. You got to remember, derby girls skate with a completely different mechanics of skating. So when she comes to this, you know, it's not just going from quads to inline. It's also body posturing. It's arm swings. It's not keeping your body tucked in like derby girls tend to do because they're not allowed to grab. So they got to have their arms tucked in. And so it's relearning a new style of form of skating that she does so well and trying to make it even better is all these little bitty details that she's been really working on. In the last few weeks, I've seen a whole different level of skating out of Tracy, actually, because she really, I can tell she's not trying to be fast. She's trying to be more technically correct.
And it's making you faster.
It's making you
so
faster.
So without you trying to be faster, it's made you faster. I mean,
all
it really has.
All the while, she's sending her daughter to 4 USARS Invitationals, 1 USRSS Invitational, every USRSS League meet, 2 Great Lakes Speed League meets, and getting ready to go to regionals, getting ready to go to outdoor nationals, getting ready to go to American championships, and getting ready to go to indoor nationals.
Yes.
And you've pulled this off. And, you know, we just had an episode last week. I don't know if you got a chance to listen to it. But we said, get out and skate whatever you can. And, you know, people are out there jumping on us right away. You know, well, we can't skate all. I know. Trust me, I know. I can't beat everything either. I understand that.
But you got to get to what you can.
But you got to get to what you can. And even if it's maybe not something necessarily you were thinking you would want to go to, you got to go to it. If it's close, if it's convenient to get to it, you got to make your efforts to get to it and not restrict people. That was the whole big conversation last week, was just trying not to restrict people because there's still some restrictions within the sport. People are restricted. And within our team, we've not restricted anybody.
Correct.
It's continually pushing everybody to skate everything and anything they can. Whatever they can't skate, they can't skate. We understand that. But we want to be positive, and we want to push skating. How has this been? Now, fortunately, you can work from home or a hotel in another city.
Correct.
That's an advantage. She's got good vacation time available. And she can work, her work is flexible enough to allow her to work. So like last year, when was it last year or the year before last when you did the derby and speed?
It might have been two years ago.
2 years ago at Nationals. She went out for Derby Nationals in Lincoln, and then she stayed with her Derby team. Then she was right there with the Bells team for Speed Nationals.
I think it was 17 days.
In Lincoln.
Yeah, she
in
was Lincoln. A resident of Lincoln.
Is that like, that's a record. I don't even think the people who live there want to be there that long.
Right.
Okay, that really sounds horrible. Yeah. I want to apologize to our Lincoln fan base.
Yeah, and all the college kids that are there year-round.
But watch, as soon as they graduate, they're going to leave.
Yeah,
that year they had the Fort Wayne Derby Brats played in a tournament, in their regional tournament. So I went out helping coach that. And then I jumped on a pickup team for USARS Nationals and played on that, and then turned around and skated.
And did the speed, yeah. And so she would be up in the mezzanine area with her laptop out, and she's like, just stay away from, she's down at the end of the hallway, I have to get some work in. I've been here too long, I haven't been working, I gotta work. So she's down there working, and that's an advantage. And there's a handful of parents out there can do that, and she's taken full advantage of this opportunity to get her daughter to as many competitions as she can, all the while juggling her work schedule, juggling her vacation schedule, because that's always the hard part, is the money and the vacation time. So,
but there's been situations, too, where you've sent Alicia with other people.
Yes.
So there's always that as well. Find someone else who's going if you can't go.
Yeah, and I'm usually the one taking other kids. But, right. Yes, Marquita Jones in Florida welcomed Alicia in her home, and she made sure she, you know, got to her races. Yeah. And
so it was one of the former Derby girls was going on a vacation down to Florida. So she took Alicia to Florida for Tracy, dropped her off to Marquita. Marquita had her. How'd she come home? Did she fly home?
She flew home.
Then she skated. Put her on, skated phenomenal. Then put
skated
her on
home.
Oh, she skated home?
Yeah, she could. If anyone could, it's her. So she skated. Hey, put your skates on.
That's
here's
your
the highway
tonight. You got to skate
north.
Home.
Yeah, go north. Get a backpack and skate north. But this is, you know, like you talked about that, how you kind of networked and you pieced things together for her getting to this event, which it's great that she was able to get there. We forget that sometimes.
Yeah. Last week we talked about that. Carpooling, getting a bunch of people together, going weekend to weekend.
You know, there's so many great Facebook groups out there. I mean, basically every Speed team has a Facebook group. There's inline talk where hopefully you're a member of that.
I can call 25 coaches and say, I have a skater coming here, and they'll say, I'll take care of them.
Exactly.
If you can't be there, we'll take care of them. And I've had coaches ask me, hey, you know, if I got a skater coming over that way, they're coming by themselves, is that okay? And can you kind of keep an eye on them? Yeah, gotcha. I mean, coaches can't get to everything, and I understand that, just like most coaches do. But at the same time, if athletes can go, we need to encourage them to go and try to get them signed up for anything and everything. I mean, that's just what it's about, realistically. And Tracy and Alicia have really took that to heart and getting to a lot of events and covering everything. So super awesome, super excited to have them on the team.
So we know what Alicia's going to be doing, which is basically everything from here on out.
Yes.
What about you? What's on your agenda skating-wise?
Right now, I'm only planning on doing the American Championship. So after this, April 28th, is going to be my last Derby bout for the season. I'm going to really focus on being on my inlines and try to take advantage. And that's what I did when I did win.
Yeah.
I took like two full months and only stayed on my inline. So hopefully I'll have the opportunity.
She was even at Derby practices on her inline.
Yeah.
That year.
He was coaching me at the time. So
yeah,
that's what you got to do. And it paid off.
It did pay off. So hopefully I can do that for the next few months.
Yeah.
And then with Alicia, as she's going indoor nationals, American championships, outdoor nationals, what are some of the longer range goals that you're thinking with her and some of the things that she might want to do long term?
Well, long term, she definitely wants to be able to try out for the world team. I mean, nice. She's, you know, watch Christian, you know, do all that. And I guess Haley Zent, when Alicia was young, when she was 5 years old, she's seen this girl zipping around the track, and that's all she ever wanted was to be fast. So,
yeah, and at the time we had the two girls, right? They called them the Zent twins, even though they weren't the Zent twins. But we had both Gracie and Haley at the time, and they were, you know, same age. These two little hotshot girls are just battling for position. One of them would win, the other one gets second every race they ever race. And Alicia's that little girl that was just coming in, you know, watching. She wasn't really even competing. She was just seeing them skating, and they were friends. So they hung out together, and they were like sisters. They were like, all three of them were sisters. And, you know, we lost kind of Haley over the years. She drifted away from skating. Gracie drifted away. Gracie came back. She got hurt. And I don't know what's going on with her. We're hoping to get her back at some point. But Alicia really got fired up watching those girls. And that's what I keep telling people. It's not always about the world team members. It's not about being the elite coaches or being the greatest skater, the national champion. It's about being that kid that's the next year older or 2 years older that's better than you, that pulls people along. I mean, the reality is I'm out there skating, right, and I'm turning a 12-second lap. I'm feeling pretty good about myself until Jared comes blind through at 8.5. Well, I'm never going to get to 8.5. I know that. You know, it's just not going to happen. But if Boomer's out in front of me and I'm running a 12-second lap and he starts running an 11.8, buddy, I'll tell you what, I'm trying to get to you. You're only 2/10 away. I think I can get that. I can't cover 4 seconds. I'm never going to cover 4 seconds. But when you have these age divisional gaps and these speed divisional gaps that are within a couple hundred thousandths of a second or a half of a second, those are achievable people that you can get.
Yeah, and that's kind of what brought us to Bell's, was that Fort Wayne Derby girls started practicing there. And Alicia had been on her skates, obviously, since she's been able to walk. She's been on skates. So, but that's where she would see Haley and the other girls skating. And there was nowhere else that she would skate but on that team. It didn't matter. She wanted to skate where that fast girl was. So
thank you, Haley.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now if we could get her back into the sport as well.
It's not from me not texting and messaging. Right. It's not from Tracy not texting and messaging.
You're very persistent.
I am a little bit persistent.
Well, our team is that much better for having both you and Alicia on there. It really is.
It really is, truly. And I tell our parents in the side aisles, and, you know, Tracy's a side aisle parent, but she's not a side aisle parent because she's also a skater. And the reality is when you have family that maybe they're not related by blood, maybe they're not related by marriage, but, you know, when you're with people like you are on a speed team for so many years, I mean, the Derby girls have this super bond connection. They're not friends. They're like sisters because they've been together for so long. And with the speed team, it's kind of the same thing. You know, all the parents are parenting the kids in the side aisles, and all the parents that are on the track are trying to be athletes. They're not doing a whole lot of parenting. They're trying to skate, you know? And Tracy filters into both of those worlds. She's just an amazing force to have on the team. And you can't see that. Sometimes parents don't see that because it's a thankless job. It really is. All the behind-the-scenes stuff is thankless. You know, the secretaries on all the clubs, they don't get thanked. Who cares who collects the money? Who cares who gets all the information together and puts it on the website, right? None of that matters, but it does. It takes everybody really to grow the sport. And Tracy has always been there to encourage and grow the sport, even when her daughter's not skating. Even when she's not skating, she's always there. She's there to help out, to lend a hand, and to encourage the team on.
But if you get any faster, I'm throwing a stick in your wheels. I got to be honest.
I'm going to be watching for that stick, just
right?
So you know.
Oh, I've got a bag of them. I'm taking to practice tonight, all right?
Just as long as they don't have product placement of Pinnacle Racing or Skate Talk with Boomer the Coach.
No,
I don't
no
care.
One will know and I will deny anything. Although this is kind of like a pretty good indictment of what I'm planning on doing by me saying this.
So you're kind of ruining your deniability.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to get around that. I don't know how that stick got there, Coach. And how it got in
so
her
when
wheels.
You guys see Tracy with a pitcher and she's got a stick stuck through her wheel, everybody knows how that happened.
I did not do it. I did not. But you were flying around that ring the other night. I can't wait to see when the last Derby bout happens and you have that 2 months to really focus leading into the American Championships, I can't wait to see where you're going to be. Heck, even 3 weeks after Derby is over and you're just solely dedicated to speed, just to see how fast you're going to be. It's going to be crazy.
The other thing she's going to do that she's not talking about is I promise you, she already eats really finicky anyways. But between now and the American Championship, she is going to be on the strictest diet of chicken and nothing gluten and nothing carbohydrate because she does not like to be fat in a skin suit, as she told
absolutely
me.
Not.
I remember you telling me that. I was like, I cannot look fat in a skin suit.
She said, if I get fat in a skin suit, I quit. I will not skate if I'm fat. So I have to eat extra lean and get my body weight to an acceptable skin suit.
A whole week in the skin suit is too long.
You know, but the thing is I'm glad someone else feels that way. Because I'm always like, I gotta pull this skate, this is the funniest thing ever.
Every skater that goes to these high level competitions and they get back from worlds, you get back from nationals and everybody's like, I can, my feet can rest. I can stop doing these 30 mile skates. I can stop doing these 10K repeaters. My feet can rest. I just want to get out of my skates. Tracy says leading up, I can finally eat. Yes. Because I can put a few more pounds on because I have to lean down. She's like that wrestler cutting weight to make the weight.
Especially when we have those white suits. The white suits is what did it.
Well, it's black now.
Now it's a little better.
It's very slimming.
So it's very slimming. And she's told me that it allows her an extra 4 pounds that she doesn't have to cut.
All right, nice. That was very
so
good.
Anybody relaying with Tracy has to get the black suit because she will not put that blue and white suit back on.
Hey, here we go. I got us matching suits and it's a light color. No! No, not going to happen.
That's great.
Well, Tracy, thanks for coming in and joining us. I know it was like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do this.
She gave up a practice too, by the way, because she coaches the Derby Brats.
Oh, that's right.
She gave up. So we really appreciate that. And thank you, Derby Brats, for lending her to us.
But you're coming to speed tonight, right? All right. Yes. That's good.
Alicia's already there. She's doing Derby Brats right now.
And she comes in, so she'll skate a derby practice
before
a speed practice.
And then a 2-hour speed practice.
And it's like, we're tired after warming up, and she's out there. Where is she getting her energy?
I don't know. Not from me.
And can she pass that around to the rest of us? Is that
possible?
I know.
I like when we accidentally wear each other's tags, and I get her timing tag for mine under my name.
So when the timing system comes up, you get her tags.
I get
your
her
name
tag.
Has all her times. I love it.
That's happened.
Could I get her tag? Right? Okay, I'm going to use that tonight then, yeah.
This is the funniest stuff ever. So Tracy goes home, and she pulls up the thing, and Alicia hates anything over 3 laps. She hates it.
She hates it.
Hates it. I mean, it's appalling. You just punched her in the face when you make her do more than 3 laps. She gets home, and she had skated 96 laps on the timing system. We had 96 laps that she had skated, and she skated every lap. It was a phenomenal skate for her. She was super excited about this. She gets home, and Tracy goes to pull it up because she's going to show her lap times. She didn't wear her timing tag, so the longest thing she's ever skated, she doesn't have any record of skating it.
Oh, no.
So she told her, she said, when you go back to practice, you have to do another 96 laps so we can get it on the timing tag.
I think that's fair.
Yes, it is fair.
I think that's fair.
And for every coach, just so you know, this was an amazing thing that Tracy did as a parent to encourage her daughter to skate better. We got the timing system. She's got her chip on. And Tracy tells Alicia, if you don't skate fast enough, coach can turn up your timing tag and make you go faster.
So if you don't want him
to make you go faster, you better skate as fast as you can. And she believed this for like half the season.
She did, because it was actually attached to her plate.
At that time, we were gluing the flat ones right to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
It was great.
Well, the next one you get, say that it will shock you.
Right?
If you're going too slow, we're gonna shock you.
We might have to do that.
Not for her, though, man. Maybe that explains all that speed that she had. She thought, oh, my gosh, coach is going to really get all up in my business if I don't. Well, I tell you what, Alicia's a phenomenal skater. Tracy, yes. You're a phenomenal skater.
And she will be a world team member.
Exactly.
She will be.
And I can't wait to see what the future, especially over these next couple of months, has in store for both you and her with, again, the American Championships and IDN and ODN and whatever else you guys can get to, because you're getting to basically everything. And
yeah,
the skating
we're doing
community
everything.
needs more of you and Alicia.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, we
because
do.
Because you always figure out a way.
Yep, taxes and taking other kids and
bank robbery, whatever.
Sharing costs on hotel rooms.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever.
You got to do what you got to do. So, Tracy, we can't wait to see you on the floor tearing it up. We'll see Alicia on the floor tearing it up. It's Skate Talk with Boomer and the Coach. I'm Boomer.
And I'm the Coach.
Skate fast.
And turn left.